bringing it back to your house here at Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 25 years. In studio, special guest Tom Riley, a renovations, full-service design build, architect, remodeling contractor operating in downtown Prescott, Arizona, servicing the greater Quad City area. Do you want to go much farther than that?
Not right now. That's good enough.
Yeah. You know, no Springerville jobs.
No, we used to have a small place up in Springerville area, but
yes.
We no longer do.
Yes, yes. Hey, we're bringing it back to the categories of buyers. We've talked about those that have bought really, really low and want to do something. We've talked about those that stuck it out and made their mortgage payments but deferred all the maintenance on the property while they were making it through a tight time. We've talked about those that are just tired of waiting. I'm also seeing a lot of aging in place, retirees, universal design demands right now.
Absolutely, and particularly not particularly in Prescott, but in the Prescott area, we're seeing a lot of folks who have made the choice to stay in their homes. They want to stay there. They're going to age in place, and they're in their late 70s, 80s, and they're making the decision to start doing some things now that they're going to need as they move on in the years. Things like redo the shower and putting grab bars up. You got to take down the wall, put the structure behind it to support the grab bars.
I like the concrete showers that have no lip. They're just kind of sloped down so you could roll in and out.
Curbless.
We're doing that. We call it zero entry showers. We're doing a number of those, particularly in retrofits on the old 5 foot wide, 8 foot long bathrooms.
Yeah, bathroom.
We've got that down pretty well now that we can do that to get zero entry. We've talked to some. Matter of fact, we just put in a proposal with a gal who her husband has had some mobility issues, and we're trying to do something like that with her in the Prescott area. So yes, it's very, very common, the aging in place.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about the most typical common projects we're seeing right now. Lots of kitchens and baths, but again, you were talking about decks. We're seeing a lot of demand for outdoor living spaces.
Outdoor living spaces are huge, particularly in Prescott. And most people don't think about that. Here we are in February. We happen to be living in absolutely beautiful climate right now. We could use some rain, but other than that, we are people aren't really thinking about outdoor living. And now is the time that they should be thinking about it if they want to do that this summer.
Absolutely.
If they want to spend some time, now's the time to get started on that.
All right. Let's see if we can take a call real quick here.
Olga's in a 1949 home.
Nice.
Historic Phoenix. Good morning,
nice.
Ma'am.
Nice.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have actually a couple of questions. I have bought a house that is a 1949 home in Central Northern Corridor, and Northern and Central, and it has actually never been remodeled. Everything is original.
Now. Nice.
Well, yes and no. And a couple of things that we're getting ready to do is put a pool in. And I was wondering if you could recommend an electrician. Our panels actually have fuses that you screw out,
uh-huh.
And we can't put a pool in until we update those panels. And I was wondering if there's somebody that you would recommend about that, and also if you would recommend a pool builder. I didn't see a pool builder on your website.
No, we have a couple. We have Postorino Pools.
Yeah. Desert Sun Pools.
And Desert Sun Pools. And the electricians would be the Mighty Electrician or Austin mm-hmm. Electric are two that mm-hmm. that you can find right there in the Phoenix area under mm-hmm. Rosie on the House Certified. So there's mm-hmm. there's a couple great opportunities for you, and congratulations on buying that home in nearly original condition. That's a gem is what that is.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a beautiful home and a beautiful lot. Now we just need to bring it up to what we would like it to be. One more question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
They have made an addition on the house probably back in the 70s.
Okay.
That was never permitted, and it's kind of giving us a little bit of trouble now as far as the square footage for the house.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about permitting that?
Tom, how do y'all deal with that in Yavapai County and Prescott?
Well, usually the first thing you do is you contact the building department, the local building jurisdiction in that area, and tell them that I bought this house, and we've come afterwards to find out that there was no permit issued for this 1970s addition that was done, and we'd like to be able to bring ourselves up to speed. And usually there is an amnesty program of some sort that the building department will work with you on in order to be able to make sure that it's a legal addition.
And that's a great thing for anybody that wants to get into buying and flipping. You see a lot of things, shortcuts and corners. know, that's something that puts a buyer in a great position. If you don't permit it, or if you enclose a carport and you don't pour it up to slab, you could spend all this money trying to increase the value, and they look at it on the plan and say, oh, you know what, this, you know, that didn't increase the square footage because it wasn't permitted.
Generally do get
puts the buyer in a better position.
Generally do have an amnesty provision at most city halls. Tom, I appreciate you coming down the hill and joining us this particular broadcast edition of Rosie on the House. If people in Phoenix that own second homes up there want to get some work done, those that are listening in the listening area, how would anybody get a hold of Tom?
Well, there's a variety of ways of getting a hold of us. A phone call is probably the best. Area code 928-445-8506. That's our office number. You can also catch us on the web at renovationsaz.com.
There you go.
And there's just click on the info button or the contact us button, and you can email us, and we get those emails quite often.
And with the surge in business right now, you're actually looking for maybe a couple good people to come and think about making the grade and relocating to Prescott.
Absolutely. We're looking to try to get a few folks up there, somebody to help us help our clients realize their goals and their dreams. Clients representatives.
A client representative for renovation. That'd be a great career opportunity. Folks, we appreciate y'all joining us this particular Saturday here at Rosie on the House. If you've been encouraged, educated, or blessed in the last 3 hours, I would ask you to do me a favor. Find somebody that needs to be encouraged and blessed, and this week, pay it forward. We'll be talking next Saturday morning. Until